Supply Development Research Solutions Agency has released a report on alternative policy options the country could look at to address the economic crisis prevailing in the country. It launched the report entitled COVID-19 and South Africa's Economic Outlook during discussions had today with the Ndlula Miti South Africa Scenarios 2030 and the Gibbs Center for Leadership and Dialogue. The report, with its six-pillar policy framework proposal, is looking at short to medium to long-term strategies to deal with the COVID-19 fallout, as well as the country's underlying socio-economic scourges of unemployment, poverty and inequality. Well, to discuss these matters further, I'm joined on the line by Dr. Buddy Lekgotla. He's a member of the Ndlula Miti Executive Committee, and of course he is our former Statistician General. Thank you very much, Ndate, for joining us. Now, before we get into the ADRS report, just give us a sense of the work that you guys are doing at Ndlula Miti.
At Ndlula Miti, we are looking at work that looks, or rather, seeks to resolve the problems that South Africa is deeply immersed in.
Yes.
Around 2016, a team of people started thinking about building scenarios, and this is where the Ndlula Miti scenario building comes from.
Yes. Now,
in 2018, yes, in 2018, these scenarios were developed, Gwaragwara. Scenario, which is a new dawn, Isibuzwa trickle down effect, and Naila Walk, which is actually South Africa on the move.
Yes, indeed.
And what we did then was to try and quantify these scenarios so that they become meaningful. Because scenarios are scenarios, and until we've quantified them and tested them in terms of just foresight, they have not become real scenarios, and they have been road tested through foresight.
So in terms of the Applied Development Research Solutions Agency's report, which they released today, what is their new six-pillar policy framework about? And, you know, what makes it so much better than the current policy framework?
Well, I'm not sure what current policy framework we have in South Africa. If you thought about it, you really cannot actually put flesh to it because it's everything to everybody. Whereas the six-pillar policy framework discusses matters macroeconomic, talks about microeconomic, talks about industrialization, speaks about provinces, the role of provinces in development.
Mm-hmm.
Provinces at the moment, the industrial strategy is actually controlled by national. Provinces are relegated to dealing with social grants as well as education, and never actually involved in the center of affairs where they have to talk about industrial policy.
Mm.
And then you can look at it budget-wise. Provinces have very little by way of budgeting for development. Mm. So the six-pillar policy makes a distinct intervention in that, and then also it integrates from the national through the province through the districts and then the municipalities. So it is a coherent set of actions that capture the motions of laws of motion of the economy.
Yeah.
That's the key difference.
Hmm. So, you know, I don't know how many experts I've spoken to who have said that South Africa has great policy plans, but is useless in terms of follow through, in terms of policy follow through. Surely, even if the latest proposals that, you know, you're talking about were to be taken into account by government, because it's them who have to activate it, it would have little bearing without that culture of implementation.
I think the diagnosis is wrong. It's not policy follow through. It's actually design of policies that is weak.
Is it?
Because you cannot follow through on a weak thing.
Hmm.
So everybody says we are tired of planning. There are no planning systems in South Africa that one can talk respectively about. Just take, for instance, the National Planning Commission review of the NDP.
Yes.
They never had an instrument, the NPC, to move that NDP from the shelf into action. So if you say implementation is wrong, what implementation when there was never a plan to implement? And you need a policy framework, a policy roadmap that is measurable, that is quantified, that has line of sight. So without foresight tools, you cannot do anything. So we'll talk until cattle come home if we don't have a policy framework and a policy foresight.
Yeah.
That is anchored in numbers.
But we're led to believe that we have a national planning and monitoring, capability in the presidency. What's your feeling about...
No, there's nothing in there. There's nothing in there. When I was statistician general, I actually took it upon myself to take stuff from DPME and stuff from StatsSA to go and look at these tools.
Yes.
And it was upon the return of statistics, South Africa staff, that they reported to me that the nine-point plan is empty. And I reported this to our director general. I said, guys, we have done analysis on this. This nine-point plan is not going to deliver anything. Where are we now? Ask what has happened to the nine-point plan. So this thing of talk and people protecting their jobs and the like and putting files together one on top of the other and you say that's planning, that's not planning at all. You need a sophisticated instrument that brings things together, and this policy framework and alternative policy shows that.
Yeah.
For instance, this policy framework was applied in Gauteng, growing Gauteng together. And the premier of Gauteng in the soap said, this is how I see Gauteng using these tools and looking at the scenarios and saying, I'm taking the Naila walk path. Based on that foresight, Gauteng can produce 3.1 million jobs. Now, the systems that we have and that pass for planning are short-term systems like the CGE, which actually just looks at as countercyclical moves of 2 to 3 years.
Yes.
And when you think about long-term planning, you have to think about 100 years and then broken down. And so we don't have that kind of thing. So we are trapped by the CGE treasury system that can't actually have line of sight on the sinking of a mine, on the opening of a farm, that is on the opening of a factory, and how that thing will live through its life of about 20 to 30 years.
So,
that is what's going to happen.
Yeah. Ndate, you know, you've said a lot, but now where to next? Because like you say, we have a lot of policies and plans and nothing's coming together and everyone's frustrated.
No. We have a lot of useless policies that have not been brought together in a systematic way. A business put 1,000 project proposals. Those proposals didn't go into the system of government. Why? Because we don't have a receptacle for those kinds of things and processing them. So these are the serious technocratic fault lines that face us. And then, of course, we are told that there is an economic recovery plan that has left out those inputs from business.
Yes.
So what kind of economic recovery plan do you have?
Yeah. You used the word, I can't pronounce it now. What institution, what body needs to be that receptacle or whatever you just said? You know, what body needs to do that in order for things to happen? Otherwise, we keep on going back to square one.
You have the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation.
Yes.
All they can say is they monitor and evaluate. They can't say they plan. Because if they said that, which is their responsibility, you would ask, where is the plan? You'll not find it. Yes.
So
that's the problem.
Yes. So in your...
Therefore, at the technical level, there are defects, and South Africa is burning.
It is burning, and there are a lot of socio-economic problems. So in your capacity at Indlulamithi, as the Indlulamithi Executive Committee, what actions are you making in terms of, you know, talking to government? Because you do have access to these people. You know, you've worked at a very high level at certain government institutions. What have you done in terms of communicating with government and trying to get them on board to your way of thinking?
That's a very serious presumption. That I have access. I don't.
You don't? That's a pity.
Yeah, not. And I don't want to impose access.
Yes.
What I do is to share with the public.
Yes.
The knowledge bases so that they are available to everybody.
Yeah. No, it's important.
What we also need, of course, so that we don't have people monopolizing this knowledge. We also presented to different, the private sector, Anglo-American, Remgro, and all others, and the ETC, Economic Transformation
Yes.
Committee
yes.
of the ANC. And then nothing came out of that, out of those, but business was quite keen to hear that it is possible to grow South Africa by 6%.
Yes.
And they said, how do you get it? And then he said, yeah, the instruments of foresight. You can use them and see how well where you will get. What we lack are those instruments of foresight to test ideas, to see which policy best suits South Africa.
Yeah.
In the absence of those tools that can bring complexity together And we have the NDP and the NPC with small projects, one project, without any integrating system. You will not have line of sight. In the end, what we have been told now is, let's go at 3%. I mean, the NDP said 6%, the RDP said 6%, GIA said lower than 6%, South Africa will not go anywhere.
Mm.
Now, how can we at this point in time accept a 3%? It is the poverty of thinking and poverty of policy mix.
Yeah. So what?
Yes, that's what is the poverty that we are suffering in South Africa at the moment.
Indeed. What do the alternative
ideas? So what we are doing is to say, government, go and look at these tools, sit with them and do policy analysis and policy work. They will enable you to see what the best path possible is available in line of foresight. They will not resolve everything, but at least they will be exhaustive in as far as your macroeconomic policies, your microeconomic policies, your provinces, and they'll integrate everything. What is unacceptable, I must say, is that for South Africa to say its macro policy are sound, when they exclude variables of macro policy, macroeconomic policy such as employment, poverty, and inequality. How can you have sound macroeconomic policies when you have 30% unemployment? And they don't even mention it. In the plan, there'd be very little in the State of the Nation address or even in the budget about what are we doing about employment and what are our targets and what are the programs that will deal with that target in an integrated fashion across space and time. When you speak about space and time, you need tools.
Yeah.
You don't need lousy talk. And of course, you don't need back-of-the-envelope calculations.
Yeah. Ntate, let me ask you this. What do you see the National Development Plan as being? Is it a destination and not a plan? And things like the Economic Reconstruction Recovery Plan would be a vehicle towards getting there, because the National Development Plan does have targets around employment. It does have targets around skills and so on and so forth. It does speak to all the things that you're speaking about, but like you say, there isn't an instrument to help us get there.
There isn't an instrument that looks at those targets. That's a lofty document that says when South Africa is good, it will be this. That's what scenarios also do. Unless you quantify that document and say how you will achieve them, and that's what we did with the scenarios, to quantify them and say, if we go the route we have gone, we'll end in a foundling new dawn. If we go trickle-down effect, we'll end up in 10 years with a high unemployment rate. 3% will end up at 27-30% unemployment rate. So we will be waiting for 10 years to be unemployed. Whereas with 6% growth, you can actually reduce unemployment in the next 10 years, generate hope. What is needed, and what is needed in South Africa, it's a technocracy that makes sure that politically, things are politically mobilizing and can be followed. Can be socially desirable and economically they are feasible. That's what we lack.
You know what? We do need to talk further on this subject and give you more time, you know, some breathing room and so on. But I think the frustration is that at the end of the day, these instruments that you're talking about, they need to be given to bodies and institutions that can make them work. And currently, it just doesn't seem as though that can happen. And we're going to be to-ing and fro-ing and talking about these things.
They have to belong to the public. They have to belong to the government. If they're in the government, we know they can be killed very easily. We used to have scenarios in government from 2000, and they were killed by 2008.
Dr.
Badi, you cannot entrust these things to government alone.
Yes, absolutely. Dr. Badi Lekgotla, we're going to leave it there. Thank you so much, sir, for your time. Dr. Badi Lekgotla, he's a member of the Ndlulamithi Executive Committee and, of course, our former Statistician General.